Welcome to A Legacy of Faith, the podcast designed to help your family survive the day, plan for tomorrow, and always keep an eye on eternity. We're glad you joined us for the 67th episode of the podcast, and we're glad to be back with you again this week, and we have a very special treat. If you've listened to the podcast for quite some time, you may remember that about this time last year, we ran a long series of podcasts where we shared with you our family's 100 things that we are thankful for, and we had a lot of people say they appreciated that, and we enjoyed doing that, and we almost did the same thing again this year, but you may recall that since then, we have changed the format of our podcast a little bit. We are releasing episodes every other week, and so instead of taking 2 months of your time to do a four-part series, we are narrowing it down to one thing, but instead of giving 100 things, our family has sat around and thought about some things that we are thankful for from the past 12 months, from the past year. And so joining me on the program this week is my wife, Leah. Leah, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Also joining me is my daughter, Mary Carol. Mary Carol, welcome back.
Thank you.
And also joining me is my son, Turner. Turner, welcome back.
Thank you.
They're thrilled to be here, can't you tell? Well, our family sat around and we tried to just think through some things that have happened the last year. And this is not meant to be a full list, an exhaustive list. But since this is 2016, we thought of 16 things. You thought I was going to say 2016 things, but that would be a really long podcast. But we if we wanted to, though, Leah, we could list 2016 things, couldn't we?
We could.
God is really good to us, and some of these things are fun, some of them are kind of humorous, some are very serious, so we just kind of sat down and made a list of all kinds of things, and this is kind of random order, so just be ready for anything and everything going through this. Number one on our list from 2016, I'm going to leave this one to Mary Carol, was getting something. What was it?
Getting our puppy Spot.
Getting our puppy Spot. That's right. Turner, why are we happy to get Spot?
He's a dog, and he's very playful, but also very hard to train to.
Yeah, we could do about a 17-part series on Spot, but Spot was one of the...
What not to do series.
Yeah, that's right. But Spot was one of the kids' Christmas presents last year in December, of course, and... Let's just put it this way. It's been so interesting with Spot this year that 3 of the 12 months, or I guess it'd be 11 months since then, he hasn't even been at our house because he tried to destroy everything in our yard, including us. But now he's calmer. In fact, you may hear him bark while recording. You may hear him scratching the door out there. He just kind of has run of the place and is doing better. But he is someone the kids enjoy having around, and Mommy and Daddy tolerate having around. No, we like him too most of the time, but because he doesn't destroy things anymore. Right, Mary Carol?
Yes.
Okay.
So they're really good friends, though, that Mary Carol loves Spot, and she treats him like a baby. He stays outside, though. He's an outside dog.
Absolutely, 100%.
This evening, Mary Carol, I was trying to hold Spot, and she was trying to pet him, and I was like, let me have some time with him. He loves you. He hates me. Let him love me more.
So as you can see, this is bringing all of us together. But getting Spot, he's been part of our adventure the last 12 months and has nearly killed us 100 times. But it's fine, and he's doing a lot better now. Number two on our list is something that's true every year, but the kids wanted to emphasize it especially, is spending time with their cousins, especially cousins camp. I'll have more to say about that in just a second. But, you know, guys, we've gotten to spend quite a bit of time with cousins this year, haven't we?
Yes, sir.
We really have. Of course, Christmas last year, cousins camp. We've gotten to spend time... Daddy held a gospel meeting just a few weeks ago in Kentucky, but Uncle Jeremiah and his family are also there because Uncle Jeremiah was also holding the gospel meeting. We did it together, so we got to spend time with them then. So all over time. Turner, I'll start with you. Why do you like spending time with your cousins so much?
Well, I like to play with them, and they're really fun, especially a girl named Elizabeth. And she is exactly my age, and she is exactly like me, except she has blonde hair.
And she's a girl.
Yes.
That would be a major difference here. And has a different name and lives in a different place. So She's not exactly the same.
I know, but she is very,
similar?
Yes. Very wild.
There's also
we're
that.
We're both very wild.
Mary Carol, why do you like spending time with your cousin so much?
It lets me be able to spend time with my family. I mean, sometimes it's harder to visit with some of my family. I mean, we live close to some of our family, but then other parts of our family are farther away, so it's harder to visit.
Yeah, so I mentioned that this is spending time with our cousins, including Cousins Camp. Just a little taste here, by the way, a little preview on the next episode of our podcast, which will be episode 67. Is a podcast we actually recorded a long time ago, but we waited till near the end of the year to release it, and it's going to be memories of Cousins Camp, and it's going to be the four of us, but also Grammy and Grampy were on that, and so that's going to be released 2 weeks from the release of this podcast. I believe that's December the 2nd or 3rd, something like that, but early December, that podcast will be released. But we love our cousins, have good cousins, and it's always fun to spend time with them. That's one and two. Number three, I'm going to start with Mommy on this because Mommy hadn't said much on this one, was a trip we took back in the springtime, late spring, early summer, to the great city of Chattanooga. Why do we enjoy that trip to Chattanooga so much back in, what was it, middle of May, I guess?
Well, all year in our homeschool, we had been studying swimming creatures from our science curriculum that we use. And we thought that it would be fun to try to find a good trip that would end that whole year of studying. And so what better way to do that than go to the Chattanooga Aquarium, the Tennessee Aquarium.
Tennessee Aquarium, yeah.
And so that's really what we did, and it was so much fun. We don't take very many trips like that, especially overnight, but it was really a good time. We got to see a baseball game.
The Lookouts.
That's right. And that worked out. We thought we were not going to.
Yeah, our hotel was right across the street from the park, and rain kept coming closer and closer. We didn't stay for the whole game, but when the Lookouts hit back-to-back home runs, we walked back to our hotel, and then it started raining. So it turned out pretty well.
It was a window in there that we got to go.
Early the next morning, we enjoyed just some time walking around downtown Chattanooga, which, by the way, downtown Chattanooga is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I had never been to that part of the city. I've driven through Chattanooga, I don't know how many times before, but never spent time downtown, close to the river, and walked over one of the bridges, and just it's beautiful. And we enjoyed that. And then the aquarium, we spent hours and hours and hours in the aquarium. So one of those things that we, like you said, we don't take a lot of, especially overnight trips. But that one was a really good one. Didn't cost a whole, the aquarium's not cheap, but it wasn't the most expensive trip in the world. And from what you spend at the aquarium, you spend a long time there. And Turner, I know you'll remember at the aquarium, you got to feed some of the animals. Remember that?
Yes. We got to feed the animals lettuce, some of the turtles and stuff lettuce. And we watched other people feed some, like, stingrays and sharks. Like, they fed the sharks dead fish. And they fed, like, the stingrays, like, little squid and stuff.
Yeah.
And the stingrays jumped up on the wall.
That was pretty cool. Mary Carol, what's something you remember from the trip to Chattanooga?
I remember getting those T-shirts that we still have.
Yeah, from the aquarium?
I like the T-shirts. Those were cute.
Leave it to the girl to think of clothes. All right, number...
I'm sorry. We got to watch them. We got to go up and see the penguins up above, and they told us all about
told us the families of the penguins. And
care of the penguins.
That was pretty cool. All right, number four on our list. I will go ahead and say I did not add this one. Leah did. Was painting the living room? Why is painting the living room on our list of things, the 16 things we're thankful for this year?
Well, about 2 years ago, we bought this house and we moved in, and it's just been a long journey to do all of the things in the in our house that we wanted to do. And I know this stuff means more to me than probably anyone else, but we had a really dark, everyone's nodding their head, you can't see this, but anyway, so we have this really dark living room, a dark brown at the top, and I just like things not to be so dark, and the room only has two windows in it anyway on the end, and so I don't know, it makes you feel like you're
nesting.
More at home. Yeah, it's more color I like.
It's more than just painting the living room. It's this house. It's a wonderful house. We like it, but it needed a ton of updating, and that was one of the bigger things we had to do.
Yes,
we finally got that
job.
Done.
And so. I did it by myself.
That's right.
And she just tapped
the table to let us know that she did it by herself.
I have not usually have help with painting, and this was a big project, big painting, beadboard and everything, painted it by hand. And so it was a big project that I did myself, and it made me feel proud that I did that for all of us, even though I appreciate it more than anyone else.
Yeah, so that was just one of the projects. That was kind of one of the biggest ones of the year.
Mary Carol appreciates it.
Mary Carol says she appreciates it. Well, we all appreciate it, but just it has a special place in Mommy's heart. All right, number five on our list. We got to start moving these a little quicker. This is going to be a six-hour podcast, and I'm tired of recording this. But number five is something we just did a couple of weeks ago or so, was a trip we took, but it was just a one-day, take a Friday kind of thing. We had promised the kids we'd go to a pumpkin patch. We found one over not too far from Birmingham, but on the way there, we ate lunch at a pretty cool place, didn't we, Mary Carol?
Yes, sir.
Where was it?
It was a covered bridge.
Yeah, we found an old historic covered bridge. And if you're not familiar with Alabama geography, this does not make any sense to you. But if you are, it was between the little town of Addison and the little bit larger town of Coleman, Alabama. If you've ever driven down Interstate 65 towards Birmingham, you've probably seen Coleman as one of the exits there. About 40 miles north of Birmingham, something like that. But just an old historic covered bridge, about 270 feet long. And the day we went, Leah, was gorgeous.
Beautiful. Beautiful fall day.
And yeah. we even got to meet some dogs, and I named...
Are you seeing a theme this year, folks?
One had a collar, but the other one was Stray. And so I named the Stray one Buddy. And it was brown and white, and it was pretty.
So we enjoyed a picnic lunch, and then we went to the pumpkin patch, and that was boring, right?
No! We got to ride horses.
Got to ride ponies and got to ride a hayride on a covered wagon thing. And then that's all Turner wanted to do. We could have gone three blocks down the road and gone to Bouncy House and we just had it. But then that night you all sang in your homeschool co-op show kids, your Halloween show. So it was a big day. And we just loved it. And it's just a little one-day trip. And, you know, we sometimes, Lee, on the podcast before, have talked about families doing things that don't cost a lot of money. Finding that covered bridge, somebody went to church, goes to church with us, had mentioned it to me before. I mean, it's free, literally. It's just an old historic site. That's awesome for a family to do. Take a picnic, go to a place like that, an old building, an old covered bridge, a state park, and just literally spend no money except the gas to get there. Right. And so it was a great thing. Number six, we wrote down, or we typed out, I guess I should say, Leah, a good school year.
Yeah.
Now this is kind of strange because since the last time we did this, we had half of one school year and half of another. So it's kind of a good school years, if that makes any sense. What's been so good about it, Turner? Besides math, I know you're just so thrilled about math every day.
No.
Well, what's been so good about it?
Science.
Turner loves science. Mary Carol, what's been good about homeschool the past few months?
I like our history chapters that we've been reading. Those are really fun. They've got, in the activities, they got some maps and they have some coloring pages. It's really fun. It's a really fun thing. And I think it just makes me go wild of what I hear from our past of what happened.
Yeah. She loves history.
Yes.
Turner loves science.
I love science because we're studying about astronomy, and I love astronomy. I love every kind of science, but astronomy has to be my favorite. Now we're on chapter Mercury, and that one's pretty cool. We got to drop rocks and flour, and we were studying about craters, and that's what they did, and it splashed, and I made it splash, and it was so, it was a big mess, but it was funny.
Messes are fun.
Yeah.
Leah, I know not every day at homeschool was fun. You call me sometimes going, I don't know if I can do this for another 5 minutes. These things happen. But overall, the kids are doing well, and it has been a good school year.
Yes, it has. And they're both maturing, and even the times that we have that are tough, I can tell that those are fewer and I don't know, they're just maturing and getting older, and it's just been really good. And I think we kind of find our what we like to do and how we like to do it, and it works on some days.
Yeah. Some days.
Some days it
does. Overall, it works. Overall. How about that? Yeah. All right. Number 7. We mentioned a few minutes ago time with cousins. This is kind of similar to that, but we wrote down specifically spending time with grandparents. Now, last year when we did our list of 100 things we're thankful for, we made sure we listed grandparents, right? Because you guys have some awesome grandparents. But you guys have gotten to spend some good time with grandparents this year, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Now, we live close enough to Leah's parents to where every once in a while you guys can go maybe spend the night, or maybe if mommy and daddy are going on a date to Birmingham or something, you guys can, you know, stay a few hours with them. But even as far away as we are from my parents, we've gotten to spend quite a bit of time with them this year. Yeah. That's been way cool, hasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Though it is a little boring driving there.
It's boring driving there. It's only 5.5 hours. It's not bad.
Yes.
Nah, it's not
bad. I can't
bad.
Stand being in the car for a long time.
You're gonna get used to it. It's called being an American. But why, Turner, what's something this year you've enjoyed spending time with your grandparents?
I like spending time with Grand and Papa because we just, like, after our homeschool co-op, we get to go to their house and just eat supper there, maybe, or just hang out with them.
Yeah, you don't do that every week, but your co-op is just a little ways from their house, so sometimes you guys will stop by for a visit, but not every week, but enough where it's a good little treat. Mary Carol, what about Grammy and Grampy? What's something you've enjoyed doing with them this year?
Well, Cousins Camp was really fun.
I figured that might come up. That's always a good thing. So we are blessed. Two good sets of grandparents, so I'm not surprised the kids want to put that on there. Number 8. In 2016, we couldn't think of a great way to word this, so we worded it this way: doing better going on dates. Now, does that mean I'm doing better with the dates we do, or that we're just better going on dates?
I think we've been better about making it happen, and I mean, I don't know if we do anything different than we've always done when we go on a date, but it's just been more consistent.
Yeah, so I don't think one thing we have tried to do the last several months, and I'll just be honest, we did not do it for November because November is kind of set as far as what we're doing, because Thanksgiving takes up most of a week and a couple other things are on a calendar. But before each month has started, the last 5 or 6 months, I guess, we've sat down as a family, and besides, like, gospel meetings at church or trips we knew we had to take or whatever, the first things that have gone on the calendar have been our date night, our daddy-daughter date, and then time with Turner. And so it was one of those things that, I mean, I'm not trying to be funny here, but really, unless someone died or something, those things were not going to be moved. And I hate to say, but that's kind of what it takes. That's, you know, our lives are busy enough that they have to be. But I think you're right. We have put a priority on, even if it's just, you know, running to Florence 45 minutes away or an hour away and eating supper and coming back, we're doing better. But we've done pretty quick. We went to Nashville one time and stuff. We went to Birmingham twice, I think. But so, yeah. And guys, you know, anytime I get to go on a date with your mommy, that's a good thing.
Yes, because we get to spend time with our friends and family.
And that. All right, so there's the first half. So far that we've talked about getting spot. That's a lot of fun. Time with our cousins, our vacation in Chattanooga, painting the living room, doing other projects around the house, our trip to the pumpkin patch and the covered bridge, a good school year, time with our grandparents, and doing better going on our dates. Number 9 of the things we're thankful for in 2016. Mary Carol wanted to write this one down. Was getting a new Bible. Now, this has a story behind it, because that really came when you actually gave a Bible away. Right?
Yes.
So give us a quick version of that story. Quick version, please. People have lives to lead.
One time my friend was sitting with me. I noticed that she didn't have a Bible, and I knew that I had two Bibles that looked almost exactly the same. I said, "You can have this one." I gave her one of them because I knew that she needed a Bible. She actually mentioned that she was glad that I had a Bible. She said, "I wish I had my own Bible." And I said, "I'll let you actually have this one."
Yeah. So you gave your Bible away to a friend at church, and we're very proud she's been coming to church. That's good. So you gave a Bible away, but our thing we're thankful for is you got a new Bible. What?
At PTP, there is a Bible I saw, and I thought, well, I've got some money. I thought, maybe I have enough to get it. Of course, I was short.
Of money.
I couldn't get the Bible. And my grandpa saw where I got it.
of course, before we left, sometimes they'd have something special for us. And Grampy got me that Bible because he knew that this was the one I had wanted. Because when I was younger, last time when I had it, something happened and it broke.
But what he didn't know is that she had given one of her Bibles away, and so it made it more special that she was willing to give something of hers away, but then she got another Bible that she really loved.
Yeah, so that getting a new Bible is always special, but that kind of had a neat story behind it, so I think it's really cool that got on our list. So getting a new Bible. Turner, let's go to number 10. I'm going to let you talk about this one for a second. You wanted us to write down about something we're thankful for this year is getting to know some of our friends better. Talk about that just for a minute. This has been a cool year with some of our friends, hasn't it?
Yes. When we first moved here, we had some friends that lived over there named Macy and Fisher.
He's pointing in another direction. Over there only works on video podcasts. They live across the street and down a house. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm so used to that. Well, their names are Macy and Fisher, and we go over there to house a lot, and we play together, but... when we first moved here, we played for them from the morning till lunch, and I cried when we had to leave for lunch, and they said, "We'll come back after lunch," but I still cried. So we came back after lunch, and we played with them a lot, and then a few weeks later, it was Christmas time, and we went to sled down there. They have a hill in their yard, and we went to sled down that, and it was fun. Well, there was a big gap in between that and when we next played with them, but this year we're starting to play with them better, so that's that.
Yeah, and some other friends too, but we've been spending a lot of time lately with the ones across the street pretty much, and so that's who's kind of fresh as mine. But this really has been a good year getting to know some friends, and I like how you put that, Turner, getting to know them better, because you all have had some good friends here, but... This has been a good year of playing with some friends and getting to know some friends from church better. It's been really, really good. And we're going to talk about Lads to Leaders in a few minutes, but I noticed, at Lads to Leaders this past year, you guys really hanging out with some of the kids from church and supporting each other, and at camp the same thing. So that's good. Number 11. Now, we wrote down our new car. That new would be in quotation marks. Our new to us car. Cars and those sorts of things, we don't mind putting this on the list as long as it's like one of the things on the list. And when you're actually, Leah, driving your car in the dealership lots, looking at cars, and your car is acting like it's going to actually, grow fists and punch you in the face because it's, driving so terribly, it's kind of nice to actually be able to get a different vehicle.
Yes. We were thankful that we survived and it didn't die before we could actually get another car.
We talked about getting a different car for about 2 years, and when we drove to polishing the pulpit and back, and basically when the car did not completely die on us, we were like, almost like we've been being looked out for or something. But we got a used car. It doesn't have that many miles on it, and one of these days somebody besides the bank will own all of it. We owe a little bit on it, but not much. We're gonna pay it off really fast, but it's we're glad, and it was nice to not have a car anymore that we were worried if we would actually make it to the grocery store and back in. So what, Mary Carol?
The one thing that I did not like about having to get a new car was that we had had that car for so long. It was like our family car that I absolutely loved. Yeah. And every time I heard, "Let's go, maybe sometime when we're doing this, we should look for a new car," I could not take it. I went in my room and I could not take it.
Now, here's the best part of that story, and I'll try to hurry through this because I know we're running long, but Mary Carol is telling the absolute truth. We would talk about getting a different car. She would cry. She would get upset. She would mope around the house, and yet when we were at the dealership moving our stuff to the new car, she was the one like exploding in joy. Like, "Oh, this is the greatest thing ever. Isn't this wonderful?" And we were actually scared that you were going to, punch us in the face for getting a new car. But she's been the happiest, I think, with the different cars. So, but anyway. All right. Number 12. We mentioned a minute ago, some of our friends from church at Lads to Leaders. We wrote down working on Lads to Leaders. I am really, really proud, Mommy, of the work these kids do with not just the stuff they do at church, like speeches and stuff, but the stuff they do here at the house. preparing for Life Swings. They do a lot of those, what we like to call the year-round events. Mm-hmm. And so I was glad when they wanted to write down some of the things with that.
Well, they've been so good reading their Bible and keeping up with that. They've done really well with that. They do that first thing in the morning, and they have memorized their 100 verses.
Yes! Victory is ours!
Okay.
So there's just a couple of things that they do. And now they've been working on bulletin boards at the church building. And so they just do really well. They like being involved in that program.
What were you going to say, Mary Carol?
Sometimes one of the things that's always gotten on my nerves has always...
There's no telling what we might get ready to learn, folks.
Is always having to get up and do a speech. That is always...
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
If I sit on that front row before I take my speech, before I do my speech, I will get so nervous.
That's why we do things like this podcast. You won't be as nervous anymore.
When I do a speech, I am scared half to death. I'm going to make a mistake and say, "What was that word, Daddy?" When I was a little kid, I was teaching a speech about Esther, and I was like, "Daddy, what was that word?" And I was so embarrassed. My face was purple because of some... But this year, I'm doing better and not being so nervous. But still, when I'm done with my speech, I feel so much better.
Yes, that is true.
You know what that means? You probably need to be a preacher because that's exactly the way Daddy feels every Sunday. So,
but that's anyway. Why we do this, so you can that's be right. practicing getting nervous and know you will survive.
That's right. So, yes. So we're thankful and not just getting things, not just the work, but the thankful for the work, the things you're learning and memorizing the verses and all those things. Number 13, our garden. Wow.
You should have seen the garden. Adam Fawn did such a great job.
But Adam Fawn had all kinds of help. It's a long, long story. I won't go into
Leah
it now.
Fawn.
But yeah, we'll get to that in just a minute. Yeah, but we have had a garden before. We lived in Nashville for, the last 3 years. We had a small garden. We'd get a few things here and there. And
it was terrible.
Thank you, Turner. And then last year here, we had a much bigger garden because we had the space and a lot bigger yard. And it was an embarrassment. We had 20 something tomato plants and got about 20 tomatoes. It was obviously terrible. And we planted the garden this year. It was looking about the same way. And random guys showed up. And we're thanking, we love Mr. Don. He helped us out a whole lot. And when you're harvesting your garden with a wheelbarrow every couple of days, it's a good summer.
Yes, it is. It was wonderful.
We're recording this a few days ahead of time. We were eating squash that was frozen from our garden, you know, tonight. But I've enjoyed trying to do the garden. And so when it actually worked out this year, it was something to be proud of. And I really was thankful for it because it, I don't know if it saved us a lot of money or anything, but it gave us, you know, gave me something to do. And
you found out you enjoyed it and you learned a lot. You learned a lot about how to do that.
So next year we're going to triple the size of it, right?
Crazy about I have my own apple tree, and I'm thinking about planting a cherry tree. I have the seeds for it.
Yeah, Turner's into trying to grow things. It'll take 55 years to grow. But anyways, it was a good, and tied to that, number 14, Leah, is learning more about canning because we had stuff to work with.
We had a huge garden. I learned how to do jelly. I've never done that before. I canned some grape jelly.
Because we had grapevines when we moved into this house, and they really produced
right.
well.
And then, of course, we did... I've done tomatoes before, and I did some tomato juice this time. But also, not from your garden, but someone gave us apples, and we made some apple butter.
Mary Carol, her mouth just began to water.
Apple pie filling. So we were... Really, and
pickles.
I had the juice. I was going to make apple jelly and did something really kind of dumb. I put it in the freezer and the jars were so full, and I forgot that one scientific fact that things expand in the freezer, and it busted the jars.
Yeah. But we also made pickles. But on top of the canning, we froze things like squash. We froze eggplant. So
right.
You were reminded of a lot of things and even learned, and it was cool, and we worked together on some of it. I even helped with some of it, and you just told me what to do, but it was fun.
I love the two things I have to love. The three things I have to love most that we got from our garden are grapes,
apples and eggplant because the
apple. Did you hear that, folks? Well, a 9-year-old boy just said he liked eggplant.
Well, not. I liked grapes, but the apples, we didn't get apple. We got one apple, but it's still, it's probably rotten right now. But, well, some those apples that somebody gave us, we made cinnamon apples. And they were so good and liquidy and yummy. And the eggplant tastes like meat. And it is wonderful, especially eggplant parmesan.
Hey, Carol, we got something out of the garden this year that you liked, didn't we?
We got, Daddy saw this and he said, why don't we try this? They were yellow pear tomatoes. If I saw those in a bowl, I would grab the whole thing, wash them all off, and probably, you could say I ate them like candy. Let's just say that.
You did eat them like candy. You ate them instead of candy a few times. So yeah, those two are kind of tied together, our garden and learning about canning. All right, the last two are very serious. Some of these have been serious, some of them haven't. But the last two are serious. Number 15, something we're thankful for and very proud of our kids for, was that both of our kids were the junior camper at Maywood. Mary Carol was the girl junior camper and Turner was the boy junior camper at Maywood this year. And we haven't even told you guys this. Your mother and I didn't vote because we knew your names were up and we didn't think that'd be fair if we voted for you. So the other counselors voted for you guys. And we were very, very proud of that.
I don't even see how I won. I had gotten to a big fight. There was this boy that was shooting me in...
Talk to you next week on A Legacy of Faith. No,
Let's
not tell the whole story.
Okay, well, I'll just say I got into a big fight. But when I heard my name, Junior Kemper for Maywood, Turner Fawn, I was like, me? Oh, how wonderful. And then I was like, I cannot believe it. And then a boy beside me that was sitting beside me, he said, are you really Turner Fawn? I was like, yes. He's like, wow, that is like so awesome. I was like, okay.
You know, something that your mother and I always say, and we want our listeners to hear as well, is if you guys never get awards for that kind of stuff, the main thing is you act right. But it's cool when you guys do get an award for something like that because other people are noticing. But we were very, very proud of that and very thankful for that. Now, the last thing on our list is the most important thing that happened this whole year, in my opinion, Mommy.
Yes, it was the most important.
It was bursting of wonder, wonderful.
It was bursting of wonderful, according to Turner. And okay. So number 16 on our list, in a lot of ways, is number one on our list. We did say, we kind of put everything else in random order. We put this one last on purpose. And that was, as of this recording, about a month ago or so, Mary Carol became a Christian. And it was just beyond the happiest thing we could ever think about. And we're so, so thankful because this was your decision. And we talked about it off and on here and there for a little while, but something you just kept wanting to talk about. And so you decided that you wanted to listen to Daddy preach one more sermon. It was going to be a sermon about baptism. We were in a gospel meeting, and I think you looked up at Mom during the sermon and said, get out of my way or something. Didn't you like that? Or
pretty much. She wrote, I am doing this.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes. I told Daddy and Granby that I'm not sure if I'm going to do it. And this was a Sunday evening. I said, I'm not sure yet. You'll find out after the sermon. After the sermon, if I'm going to.
Yeah, so that was a really easy sermon for Daddy to preach. His mind was really into it because he was thinking about his daughter the whole time.
But that sermon, I heard some of the words. Some things didn't.
That's more than most people hear when I preach. That's good.
Some things I didn't hear because I was trying to think of what I was going to be doing. But towards the end, I heard the song coming, and I knew this was about to happen. I got up, and I went forward, and I knew that this is what I needed to do.
Yeah.
When I saw her on that front pew, I cried like, I was so sad and I cried.
You were
like,
sad?
Yes! Wow. Well, I was happy.
Why were you sad? We need to have a different talk here, son, if you're sad.
Joy and sadness
push that button on my brain in my brain.
Wait, wait to push like, the brain of going to bed here in a few minutes. It's getting late.
Like this. I was crying like that, and then one of my cousins was asleep, and then she woke up, and he's like, why is Mary Carol up there? And her mom says, she's going to get baptized, and she started crying too, and soon the whole pew, and some of the pew in front of us started crying, and like almost everybody was a little sad, a little happy, or whatever, from Mary Carol, but it was so wonderful!
We'd like to thank you for listening to the Turner Hour. no, but the greatest, that's the greatest thing that happened this year was our daughter became a Christian, and we're seeing her start to learn more about the Bible and grow in her faith, and for that we could not be more thankful. And a lot of our listeners, by the way, Lee, even like just in a few minutes after it happened, I was getting text messages and stuff. We're seeing it on Facebook and everything, and so we're private Facebook messages, and so we're thankful. So there you go. 16 things that we are thankful for this year, and as we said, Leah, we can make a list a whole lot longer, not because we have a lot of material things, although we do, because God's just that good. And Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday by far, and so I always like taking the time to, as the old song says, count our blessings, and we could not list them all, but we wanted to just kind of come on here, and our family had sat around a few nights ago and made this list and wanted to share it with you and hope it's encouraged you. Hope that you will, whether you make a real list like this or not, we'll spend some time these next few days thinking about all the good things God has done in your life, especially the last year, or maybe since last Thanksgiving, we'll think of it that way. And if you'd like to see this list in written form, you can find that in the show notes for this episode, and those can be found at fawnfamily.com/pod67, fawnfamily.com/pod67. We will see you again in 2 weeks, and we'll be here to talk with you about Cousins Camp, preparing for 2017. And until then, remember, your family can go to heaven. Just make sure you go there together.